This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside hour four of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, hold on to your hats because we have the latest breakdown of the Ime Udoka story. And, oh boy, there's a couple of layers to this. First of all, let's take you back to a couple hours ago when Adrian Wojnarowski on ESPN put out the following report involving the Celtics head coach. That is that the coach is facing a disciplinary action, including a significant suspension for an unspecified violation of organizational guidelines. Discussions ongoing within the Celtics on a final determination. So this was something that was bad enough that it was a team violation, and the Celtics are determining just exactly what the punishment's going to be. Now, we told you, legally, was this going to be something? Probably not, because the story would be different. This was a team violation, and that we were correct about. We thought maybe tomorrow we'd find out. Celtics would have a statement. Oh, no. Shams Charania of Yahoo Oh, I see your Adrian Wojnarowski Ime Udoka report, and I raise you the reason why. According to Shams, who put this out a little bit less than 10 minutes ago, Ime Udoka had an improper, intimate, and consensual relationship with a female member of the team's staff. Sources telling The Athletic and Stadium. It's been deemed a violation of the franchise's code of conduct. Improper, intimate, and consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff. So this is where he is facing a suspension. And according to Woj, his job is not in jeopardy. So I asked, what could possibly fall within the guidelines of something warranting a big-time suspension, well, but you get to keep your job?
Apparently, this was one of the things we brought up.
Apparently, this is it.
And now they're banging each other.
And this is it. Man. I'll tell you what I got a problem with, what I have an issue with, is the wording, you know, is very careful. What Shams Charania put out on Twitter and what Woj put out on Twitter, the wording is very specific. You had significant suspension, unspecified violation. You had all of this. And then you had Shams Charania saying that this is going to be a story involving Ime Udoka and involves the phrases of improper, intimate, and consensual relationship. I got a problem with it's improper, yet it's consensual. I have an issue with that because I go back to the compliance training that we do. In a lot of jobs, you do compliance training every year, right? Every year, you have to sit in front. You either do it in person, you do it on Zoom or in a class where you are told about various forms of sexual harassment, improper workplace behavior. This is what you can't abide by. This is what's acceptable in the workplace. This is what's not acceptable in the workplace. You take a quiz at the end and you pass it and you get your compliance training degree and you're good for a year, right? We do it every year and I feel like we do it like three times a year.
Does seem to come up frequently, doesn't he?
Yeah. And so we do
it. It's a big company, so who knows?
Yeah, it is, maybe. And everybody does it. And one of the big things they bring up, because now having done this training as often as I have, one of the big things they bring up is how dicey it is and how to deal with a relationship between someone who is in a position of power over someone else, someone who is in a relationship with someone who reports to them. And this is a female member of the team staff. So if you're on the team staff, you kind of report to Ime Udoka. Right. This is female member of the organization. Well, this is someone in public relations. This is someone who could be on the road team or the street team. This could be someone who works in the office, but female member of the team staff. This seems like it would fall under that category. So that might be the improper, but to say improper and consensual, because a lot of what's implied when we learn about these relationships is that, hey, you have power over somebody and you're dating. That's not cool.
Right.
And there's many different avenues that you have to deal with this. Hey, if you're in your relationship over someone, you need to disclose this to the organization,
right,
or you need to have a solution where this person's no longer reporting to you. There's all these things that, hey, if you want to get if you're in a relationship with somebody at work, yeah, we're not saying you can't do that, but you can't have it where someone's or in a position where they could be reporting to you, and that's got to be disclosed, or it's got to be figured out a way around it. So that's kind of what I have a problem with here, is that improper and consensual kind of don't go together, and not consensual where it's this was what you think about when you think about non-consensual. This is consent. Hey, both of them are adults and both of them were together, but the fact it's in the workplace like this with this type of description of it, yeah, like I said, I'm not cool with that whole improper, intimate, and yet consensual relationship and team staff. Not cool with that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly where my brain immediately went to. It's like, all right, who is this in the organization reporting directly to Udoka, working with Udoka? And yes, the compliance training is a big deal. And all of you out there, wherever you may be, you probably have some form of this in your offices, unless you're an independent contractor that maybe you don't go through the same paces. But if you own a business, if you're working for a larger company, you've got some form of this disclosure arrangements and things of that nature. And the business wants to know, because the potential for legal liability is immense. And I think that's kind of where we get to with the Udoka. I don't know how much more we'll get in terms of specificity short term, but I'm sure most folks are trying to see if they can't get an organizational grid of the Celtics now to try to pinpoint exactly who, what, where, how, and why, right? That's the next of the investigative reporters. For our purposes, yeah, you talk about it in the business construct and what it means organizationally and the liabilities that are there. Not to mention, look, the personal relationships, we stipulated to that earlier. Obviously, we don't want any of the salacious stuff. We want people to have happiness in their lives, personal lives, in the locker rooms, whatever else. But we realize that's not reality. And in this particular case, it's now come, at least through Sham's report, The Athletic, celebrating his new agreements and re-upping with his people at Stadium in The Athletic, coming back over the top on Woj with the specificity, at least to this point, of the improper relationship. And consensual, like you said, hey, that means exactly what you think it means. I like you, you like me, blah, blah, blah. We've got plenty of songs and movies and television shows to pick from. But the reality is, in the terms of a power structure, this is bad business in any organization.
And the Nia Long aspect of it is going to be part of this as well, because he's been with Nia Long, sure, actress, for the last few years. They've not gotten married, but they've been together. And so now this is going to be a part of it. And it's, you talk about people's personal lives playing out in public. This is what we're going to get. What's the relationship been like between Ime Udoka and, right, and Nia Long? What was this relationship with the staffer? How was it? Was the staffer married? Is that why it was improper according to team laws? Because maybe the Celtics have something where, hey, married people can't get involved in a relationship.
Something out of the military, right?
Yeah, it could be anything. I mean, this is where the story is now going to have so many different angles to it. But the fact that, to hear about this, a relationship with a female staffer, he's the biggest guy on the staff, right? I mean, yes, you go up above him, Brad Stevens is above him, but basketball staff, that's Ime Udoka. It's the assistant coaches. It's the coaches who are helping. It's the part-time. The fact that it says staff tells me this is someone that works with him on a pretty regular basis, not employee, because they would have said employee, because these words are very specific. I would be surprised when you want to tweet out something like this. If that's why, if I was an insider, my hands would be shaking, right? Like, I want to make sure I get it all right. I want to make sure I get the, hey, these are the words I'm going to use. And I would see this and female staffer, that's a big word, not female employee, not office worker, not anything else, not somebody who's a vice president somewhere else in the organization, but a female staffer. That's what it comes down to for me. And when the phrase improper comes about, like, is that it? Because that's going to be a big topic of conversation if that's the case. It's, you are in a position of power over someone else, and when you have that relationship, it gets difficult. Right. Like when Pam and I started dating, right, at ESPN, ESPN's got a thing where they would like you to, or they did. I mean, this is a long time ago, because Pam and I started dating in the mid 90s. But they had a thing where if you had a relationship and it was a situation where that was the case, they wanted you to tell them. They wanted, sure, you to say, hey, this relationship. Now, Pam and I were in two completely different departments. I was in production. She was in engineering. I took an elevator to the 10th floor. She took it to the 15th floor. I stayed on 5 extra levels just to say hi. So we never had to do that. We never had to worry about disclosing our relationship because we worked together. Now, I was never in a position of authority over her, although there were times where I was in an edit bay with her and I was the production person editing a story and she was actually doing the editing on the machine. But, I don't know. Was that a violation? I don't know. Should I have not gone into her edit bay to work with her on things?
Sir,
I don't know.
You're arrested?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Between that and the mailbox, I mean, I tell you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I never thought about it that way. But because we weren't in a who's higher than somebody else, because they always made
it reporting and all of those things. Sure,
they always made it when you know you're working together, because you are, right? Production is working with engineering, and engineering is working with production, and sometimes the chemistry between the two sides is great. Sometimes it's not great. But like when I go in there to work with Pam, when I went in there to work with Pam and edit, it was never where, okay, I'm in charge of this. You know, it's like, okay, here's what I want to do. Let's do this. She would say, okay, she would do it, and there was no position really of power. I mean, I guess I could have walked in and said, this is what I'm doing, and you do this right now. And I'd say, but that's not kind of how it was. But you can see where it could get dicey in that type of situation where, you know, me going in there and editing with her, well, wait a minute, if something happens, they get in a fight over this. Like, is that legit? Is that something that's improper? Is that something that could happen? I mean, it never did, because I'd have lost the argument, like, because I always do. Because that's where I do my losing.
Matt's losing.
Yeah. But, you know, that could have been a thing. Like, that could have been a dicey thing with people with working together.
Well, and that's where the speculation, and obviously people are going to start going to the org chart, like I said, and screenshotting and guessing and speculating. We'll see if we get direct information, but how many times do you scroll your Instagram, TikTok, or whatever else, and there's the PSA, don't do this at work, right? I see that all the time. Hey, fellas, here's a piece of advice. And then it'll be one of like three or four things. It's something about underwear matching, or something about don't do this at work because bad things are going to happen. And then there's a clip of a movie that follows. And, you know, sometimes it's Fatal Attraction. Sometimes it's something else. But in this particular case, I mean, we don't know all the particulars, but it just speaks to the larger corporate world of, again, businesses are going to look to limit liability where they can. They're going to look to limit negative stories where they can. We did have Nestor on Instagram who sent us a note, Jason, speculating that this was dropped at this time because the Red Sox play the Yankees, so it would take all the shine and attention away from Aaron Judge.
Nah. I'm going to go with who's the happiest person in the world right now that this story is out?
I don't know who's happy.
Robert Sarver.
No.
Wow.
Adam Levine.
Oh, yes.
Adam Levine. Yeah. Yeah.
He's popping some bottles right now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I saw that referenced a few times. Yeah. I didn't get deep into it. Mm. I was too busy taking my medication and trying not to speak, laugh, or really interact with anybody so as to not to sound silly. And here I am.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever.
I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Any first responder will tell you never try to beat a train after braking. Can take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. Well, Mike Harmon, I got to tell you something. My family has made it.
Okay,
so right now on FS1, all right, FS1, who's been carrying NFL Films Presents for the last couple of years, they are chronicling the story of Vernon Turner, who, maybe you heard that name, you remember his great bit of NFL trivia, first player in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history to return a kick for a touchdown. Right? It was a big start. No one had done it. 1976, no one had ever done it. And then Vernon did it when he played for the Bucs. I think it was 1994 was when he did it. Now, Vernon went to my high school. He was 2 years ahead of me. Right. So I knew him. He was an unbelievable. He was so fast. And his journey to the NFL is what they're chronicling right now. And they just showed a lot of his high school video, which is my high school, which I'm sure I'm in some of that video somewhere on the sideline. And they interviewed my uncle, my blood uncle, who is head coach of the team.
Jason, I just saw you. You're on the sideline eating a Big Mac.
I was a really short guy. Yeah, that was me.
If only you'd kept that box.
Yeah. And my uncle, who I grew up with, who I went to baseball games with, everything else, I had spent all time. They interviewed him because he coached Vernon in high school and helped him get to college and helped him get a scholarship. He went to Carson Newman, which was an NAIA school, and then he made it to the NFL from there. So I'm going, Uncle Fred, my uncle's on TV. I just watched my uncle getting interviewed on NFL Films Presents. My family has made it, Mike Harmon.
No, that's
made
fantastic. It. The question was, how did you help him get to the next level? Well, I just stayed out of the way. I knew he had a lot of talent, raw ability, and I just said, all right, here's your helmet, son, and stayed the hell out of his way.
I mean, the thing is that he made
him
play quarterback.
Kept my nephew away from him.
Yeah, no, Vernon gave me cleats once. I said, oh, my God, I got Vernon. Vernon, he was a superstar.
Clearly, you never ran in him.
He was so, yeah, I wish.
Nothing
I wish
transferred there, huh?
He was so fast. And he played quarterback, and he didn't want to play quarterback, but he was such a good athlete, and he had a great arm that they said, okay, you got to play quarterback. And he was, well, I want to play running back. And my uncle, I remember my uncle saying, I told him, you're going to run the football all the time. We're just going to snap it to you first.
Cut out the middleman. That's not a bad strategy. One less transfer that leads to potential turnovers. Yeah. I can't fault that strategy. That works.
He was like, oh, okay. It's like, yeah, that's kind of how we do it. Because, back in the mid to late 80s in high school, no one was throwing the football all over the field.
8 to 10 passes a game.
Yeah, he was so fast. He was so good, and he was such a big success story out of our high school because we thought, oh, he's going to go someplace huge. And he went to an NAIA school. Was like, ah, okay. And he talked to my uncle. My uncle still talks to him. Like, they talked a lot, and my uncle went to his wedding when he got married and everything, and, you know, following his career all the way through. When I went back to New York a few years ago, and he wrote a book about his NFL career, we all had dinner together, and you know, we talked about stuff, and my uncle was really excited for Vernon, and then of course when he ran that kickback for a touchdown, you know, that was something. I got a great story about Vernon's kick return for a touchdown.
It's time for story time with
because it involves Berman. It's a great story. All right. So Vernon runs this kick, baby, again.
You're really going to do it?
Oh, dude, this is a great story. This is great. Because you know,
Do we have the clip of Berman talking about it?
We'll decide.
It shows you Berman being a really nice guy. I'll tell you this. I'll show Berman being a really nice guy. So it was when Primetime was the big show on the air, obviously, right? And I knew Vernon was in the NFL. And he was with the Lions, and then he went to the Buccaneers. So he returns this punt for a touchdown, and we're up in the primetime room where everybody is watching football. There's this big room where Berman and Tom Jacks and everybody else would watch the games. All the producers and the people working on the show would watch. You know, it's like, you know, 15 TVs with all the games on, so they could see what's going on and talk about it. So I'm up in the room because I'm working on the show, and that day he had picked the Lions to win that game. And so it was something big where he would have gone like 6-0 if the Lions won that game, right? And Vernon runs that kickoff back for a touchdown, right? And they wind up winning the game. And everybody's like, oh, and Berman goes, oh, I just needed that to happen. And then it's silence, and I go, and then somebody says, who the hell is that guy that ran that kickback? And no one said, and I go, it's Vernon Turner. I went to high school with him. He graduated Curtis High School in 1986. He played at Carson Newman Division 1A. He was with the Lions before this. He was with the Bills a couple of years before that. And everybody looked at me like I was Rain Man. And they were like, how the hell? I said, I went to high school with him. I know him. I said, I said that's who it is. And then Berman looks at me, and I'm going, oh, he's going to be so mad. Because he was just mad that, you know, this game blew his perfect day of picking. And he looks at me. He says, so your buddy returned that kick for a touchdown? And I said, yeah. And he goes, that's awesome. Congratulations. What a great moment.
Boom.
And I was like, yeah, it's awesome.
And then he yelled, Vernon Turner overdrive.
And then he said, never get excited when I lose a game again. No, he didn't do that. But he was like, really? I said, well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And he says, hey, you got a nickname for him. And I said, oh, my God, I don't know. Because, you know, Berman had the nicknames. I'm like, I don't know. I said, I don't know. He returned the kick for a touchdown. I don't know. And he was like, all right, well, we'll think of it. And then when he ran it back, he called him Vernon Returner because he returned the kick for a touchdown.
Was Vernon stumbling and bumbling and trembling and rumbling?
No. He went right down the sideline. He danced into the end zone. Oh, it was great. No, it was awesome.
It was a great game, and everything was going well. But you ain't seen nothing yet.
And then I get to see Uncle Fred. Uncle Fred is getting interviewed on TV.
You ain't seen nothing yet. It's the Vernon Turner overdrive. He could go all the way.
My uncle, who went somewhere to get interviewed, who never wants to go any further than McDonald's on Forest Avenue in Staten Island. And he's sat down for an interview.
We should have known.
That runs in the family. Yeah, it's a family thing right there. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, because I knew it was coming. I didn't know it was on. I'm like, okay, it's on here at 10 o'clock. Did a whole big thing on Cordarrelle Patterson. I'm like, all right, that's great. And I said, I knew Vernon's story was coming up, and they started showing it because he had this really rough upbringing and had a very difficult life. And to make it past and get past all the obstacles is a great story. And I think it actually might be making a movie out of it. I think he's got a screenplay on it.
Oh, wow.
It's a great story. I mean, it ends with a great, hey, here it is. Like, it's a, you know, it's like Vince Papale. It's like the Invincible. Okay. That's the kind of story they would tell. And so he had this really difficult life, and it was great because him and my uncle had this great relationship, and he trusted him so much. And you know, and my uncle helped him get into college, everything else, and stayed in contact with him. And he was like the first guy that went to college, and suddenly other players are going to play for my uncle after I graduated. And then they turn into a football power, and they won city championships, and guys are going to college. And he had Steve Gregory, who went to Syracuse and then was the guy guy that recovered the butt fumble and ran into the end zone for a touchdown. So, yeah, so I'm, so here's my high school. Curtis High School is all over the place.
The newsman, Steve Gregory?
Steve, no, no, not
KFI, 640.
No, no, no. Different Steve Gregory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, that was the Los Angeles joke for the rest of the country right there. Sure. All right, so you're when they do the casting of this movie, this is important, Frostberg. Is he more a Greg Kinnear, Dennis Quaid, or Will Patton kind of figure?
Oh, no, no, no. You know who would be great, even though he's too old to
play
him?
Well, you can't cast it, Jason. You can't. It's your family. We have to cast it.
Yeah, no, but I could.
Well, listen, I don't know what he looks like. Is I guess,
No.
And his temperament, whatever.
Well, just picture Boba Fett.
He is the Mandalorian.
Mixed with Vogelbach.
He wouldn't look like Vogelbach. You're insane. He wouldn't look like him, but Ed Harris would be a great guy to play my uncle. Now, he's too old because he's older than my uncle, but Ed Harris would be pretty good. He'd be a pretty good guy to play. Right.
I will not give that order one more time.
That'd be pretty good. Yeah, you'd say, what the hell are you trying to do? What kind of block are you trying to throw? Hey, come here. That was my uncle when he was coaching. Come here. What are you doing? Oh, no, Ed Harris would be great.
I'd like that.
It's expensive, though. He would be.
No, but if he'd be in it for a certain part of the movie, and then, you know, because it would end with Vernon's touchdown. Sorry, spoiler. It would end with his touchdown return for the Bucks. So that's where the movie would end.
I dig that. No, that's good.
My Uncle Fred wearing a Curtis a t-shirt, sweatshirt. Oh, my God. It was I kept going, my Uncle Fred is on national television.
But, I mean, we were going to have to go Zapruder film style at some point. Assign Tyshirt this task to see if you can spot a young Jason Smith in any of the footage.
Just look for the burgers, man.
If it was junior year for Vernon, then I'm on the sideline because I'm a freshman. I'm on the JV, and likely I'm either holding the footballs or I'm the water boy.
Yeah, they weren't because recording that's what
they
that.
Would, they would have all the JV kids do stuff before, and I couldn't help my uncle. I was like, hey, can I do the footballs and stuff? Don't maybe do the water. Can I do footballs, or can I do kicking tee or whatever it is? So I'm sure if from his junior year, I'm on the sideline. You can just see me, like, because I don't have a helmet on or anything. I'm just there with my big afro
big
that
hair,
I had on when
yeah.
I was at when I was in high school. Oh, sure.
Well, I saw a kid handing out hats to people.
Now, that's a classic reference for the show right there.
Hey, how you doing?
Nicely done.
How you doing?
He has hair, though.
Hey, baby, I'm the kid.
No, my favorite job
was wearing a shirt that said the kid.
He also has hair, so I don't know.
That's definitely not him, though.
That's harder to investigate that, yeah.
No, my favorite job was actually going out to get the tee after the kickoff because you had to run out and get it and run off the field before the kick came back up your way.
But so how did you make it in time?
I was okay.
Come on,
I
you
was
never
slow,
had a
but I wasn't
first
that
step.
You never got ran over
that.
Running off?
No. I got that tee. I got that tee and I ran off. That's how it was. I got us a first down once going out to bring water out, though. Oh, this is a good story. Ready for this? This is a good story.
Another good story. Is Berman involved in this one?
This is way better than all that Celtic crap anyway.
We'll get to Ime Udoka. I wasn't even playing in the game, right? And it was a timeout. It was in the fourth quarter, and it was a big third down for the other team. Like, it was a close game. So I go out with the water because there's a timeout because they're measuring for a first down. And I'm like, okay, so they come out and they measure the first down. And, you know, they have the link of the chain. How they do it is they put the link of the chain on the closest 5-yard marker, right? So let's say they had the chain on the link of the chain on the 35-yard line, and they were measuring. And for some reason, they only brought the chain partway out, and they had it going straight. But then when they pulled the chain the rest of the way, they didn't put it, like, straight on with the ball. They made it so the chain had to, like, move to the left. So picture like a Y without the right side. Like that's how they measured. They had the chain go out 5 yards, and then the last 5 yards they cut it to the left to get to the ball. And they're looking at it and they're going, "Oh, it looks like a first down." And I'm going, and I say to the captain, and I go, "You can't measure like this. They got to do it straight, because if they measure it straight, they're short for the first down." He goes, "Huh?" And he looks and he sees how they're measuring, and he goes, he looks at it, he's not sure I'm right about this, but I'm like, yeah, you cut the angle on this down, because I know math. I go, you cut the angle on it down. They got to measure this straight across. And the captain said, okay, hey, we got to measure this straight. And for some reason, the referees were measuring. I don't know why they were measuring that way. It didn't make any sense. And the refs go, oh, okay, yeah, why don't you bring the chain down this way? So they brought it down, and sure enough, they were short and had to punt. And I was like, I just got a punt. I said, Uncle Fred, I just got a punt. They just punted because I told them how to measure the right way.
Look at you.
That was my big accomplishment right there.
You made it.
That's fantastic. I like that. Story time with Jason Smith here on the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Whoa.
Is it on?
Hey, you want some good and bad news for tomorrow, Jason?
Give me some good and bad
news. Can I guess
tomorrow,
the bad
buddy.
News?
Go ahead.
The Browns play.
Yeah, so here we go. So if you're a bettor, any line the last 3 years that was under 39 is the under 7-0. That's the bad news because the line for tomorrow is 38.5. The good news is 147 million people approximately have subscriptions to Amazon Prime, which means half the country literally can see it by logging in, let alone inviting friends and family over to see such a monumental game when Mitchell Trubisky rules the earth.
Okay, we'll see about that Mitchell Trubisky thing. We'll see if that actually happens. I told you, he has a bad first half. Guess what? Kenny Pickett in the second half, buddy. Kenny Pickett, get ready.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Get ready. Now, the big story tonight obviously has been the Ime Udoka story. The Celtics head coach who was going to be facing a lengthy suspension by the team for violating organizational guidelines. We found out in the last 45 minutes that those organizational guidelines that were violated was that Udoka had an improper, intimate, and consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting a couple minutes ago that on the table could be a suspension that is a year long for Udoka. Now, there's all the Nia Long stuff going on. Anybody that would cheat on Nia Long, oh my goodness. But from this story, there's a couple of things that have stood out since we got the details. One is improper and consensual. You know, look, we do compliance training all the time here at Fox, and it's a very big deal when you are having a relationship with someone that you are a direct report for. And this was not a female employee. This is a member of the team staff, who, in theory, would report to Udoka. I am not cool with that. The other part of it is this, and this is what I don't get, Mike, is that this is such a big deal for the Celtics that what's on the table is a year suspension. How do you bring the guy back? How do you not just fire him? You're really going to suspend him for a year, and then he's going to come back as the head coach? What are you doing? What are you doing? It sounds like people who are just, I've been up for, 13 hours talking about this. It's 1:30 in the morning, and we'll suspend him for a year, and that'll be it. If you're suspending a guy for a year, I think you can let him go. If you're deeming that it's that bad. Again, we're waiting for all the details of this relationship to come out. But the big word was improper. If you're going to suspend him for a year, you may as well let him go. Is he really going to come back after a year? You're going to go through a year where you're going to have a guy just caretaking the team that went to the bleeping NBA Finals last year, and he's going to come back in disgrace, and he's always going to be that coach who had an affair with someone on the staff that was deemed improper? How do you not just fire him? I don't understand how he comes back. Robert Sarver was suspended for a year. How is he going to really come back after a year? Now Robert Sarver's selling the team. Two different stories, but if you're talking about suspending someone for that amount of time, because that's what it's about, the year suspension, you do that for a year, you can. It's time to say, all right, maybe we just move on and we go on to another coach. I get it's tough because he just brought you to the NBA Finals. Brad Stevens, as good a job as he did not, and Udoka did in his first year, but if you're deeming this that bad, then it's time to move on and you go to another head coach.
I mean, to address the Sarver really quick, when you suspend a guy for a year, does that mean he doesn't get any of the revenue share from the TV deals and whatever, right? I mean, what's really the penalty? Hey, you have to watch it at home instead of sitting in the box. Don't get the same juice, but you still own the team. Okay, moving on. But decided to start the process of selling the Suns and the Mercury. We'll get more details as that evolves. As with this story, we'll get more details and more specificity, I'm sure. And the season-long suspension, to your point, is huge, right? You've got a team ready to win. You've had a team that's been embroiled in a lot of controversy is the wrong word, but speculation of what the next iteration is, where seemingly any number of players could have been dealt in the offseason. And now you come back, and for whatever portion of the season, perhaps the full season, your coach isn't there. The one that for a half a year you battled to get chemistry, found your stride, and got to the NBA Finals, now he's going to be gone. Would seem that you just excise and move on and find your next coach, whoever that may be, whether it's Stevens returning to that post or somebody else. But the larger point of the conduct and the relationship doesn't need to be hierarchical the up-down corporate structure. Laterally, in other departments, it depending on the organization, they may have more rigid rules. And I think one of the lines of this, as it relates to things right now in a very nebulous standpoint, just like the original Wojnarowski tweet, Jason, is Boston's a big city. Do that stuff somewhere else, not in the building, right? I mean, they could just have a pretty rigid policy there, again, to be argued about at a later date. But keeping him and retaining if he's literally getting a full season suspension makes no sense unless you're just convinced he's the next Steve Kerr or Phil Jackson.
I mean, it's so much to keep a guy like that.
Sure.
To keep him around with that. It's really, really difficult. Now, for me, the next part of what I want to see is, okay, do the Celtics have different kind of rules on relationships? Do they have something that's not the norm? Like, hey, the Celtics are the only team to have this as part of their relationship rules and regulations as opposed to the other 29 teams in the NBA. That's going to, because as these details get out, that's going to paint the entire story. So that, to me, that's what it is. Are the Celtics, is it different, or is this just boilerplate, hey, improper relationship, in which case then how do you keep the guy?
Crazy.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Our Best Of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes on iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it. All the latest on the Ime Udoka story is there. Subscribe, rate us. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. You are listening to Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.